So today, MPs will gather at the House of Commons to mark the beginning of Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month and to speak about why it's so important for women to be aware of the common symptoms associated with ovarian cancer. We caught up with Athena Lamnissos, Chief Executive of Gynaecological Cancer Research Charity, The Eve Appeal, to chat about why awareness of ovarian cancer is so important.
So The Eve Appeal focuses on the five gynaecological women-specific cancers, and it's very important that women know what those cancers are, and one of them is ovarian cancer. And we are passionate about raising awareness that that cancer, that women know about it, they know it even exists, and that they're aware of the signs and symptoms, because it's far too underknown and far too stigmatised. Women just aren't aware of the gynaecological cancers and ovarian amongst them. Now, in the UK, about 7,000 women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer every year. And what's really brutal is that of those 7,000 women, over 4,000 will die within 5 years. And that's largely because the disease is diagnosed at such a late stage. And that is partially because people just aren't symptom aware. Either a woman doesn't recognise the signs and symptoms or her GP doesn't. So there are signs and symptoms. They can be confused with other things, but it's vital that women are aware of them.
Can you take us through some of the symptoms that women should be looking out for?
Yes. So they can often be confused with other things. The important thing is to look for symptoms that don't that aren't just one-offs, but that are persistent. So you're experiencing them 10 to 12 times in a 3 to 4 week period. So it's things like bloating that doesn't go away, your appetite changing and feeling full much more quickly, pelvic abdominal pain that isn't normal for you, and again that is frequent within a period of time, changes to your to urinary habits, so urgency, going much more often. Those are the main things to look after. And as I say, if you're experiencing them more than 10 to 12 times over a 2, 3, 4 week period, get yourself to the GP and mention ovarian cancer.
And a quick thing I think is maybe important to clear up for some listeners is that ovarian cancer is not the same as cervical cancer. So you do get that cervical cancer test at 25. However, this is a very different thing altogether, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the thing is that a lot of the time women are confused and think that a cervical smear test is a test for all of the gynaecological cancers, and it's not. It's just a test for cervical cancer. It's screening you for cervical cancer cell changes and detecting that at an early stage. And it's a fantastic program, and you must go along to that. But ovarian cancer doesn't currently have a screening test, and that's why this research that we're publishing today is exciting, because this is looking at a potential screening that might work for women who are at high risk of developing ovarian cancer. So not the general population, but those who carry a BRCA gene mutation or have a strong family history of the disease. Many people will be aware of Angelina Jolie and the risk-reducing surgical decisions she took because she carried a BRCA gene mutation and had a strong family history. So she chose to have a double mastectomy and have her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed to reduce her risk of developing ovarian cancer.
Okay, so take us through the research with this new test. What happens?
Yeah, so this is, as I say, this is not relevant for all women. In the general population, we've got a kind of 2% chance of developing ovarian cancer. If you're high risk, so if you carry a BRCA gene mutation or you have a strong family history, that rises to 60% lifetime chance. So that's a very big risk that women feel they're living under once they find out that they carry a BRCA gene mutation. So they're faced with a very, very stark choice. And they're very lucky in many ways to have that choice. They can reduce their risk to that of the normal, the average population by having surgery. So they can have a double mastectomy. They can have their fallopian tubes and their ovaries removed. Now, that's a fantastic choice to have, but it's a very, very difficult decision depending on your time of life, depending whether you've completed your family, depending on how you feel about going into an early menopause, about how you feel about surgery. That's a difficult set of decisions, and many women choose to delay that decision. And what we wanted to do was look at whether screening those women who are at high risk whether there was some way of detecting cancer earlier, if it did occur, which would give them a much better outcome. The earlier you detect cancer, the better the prognosis, the better the treatment options, etc. So that's why it's important to see that stage shift. If a woman is detected at stage one or two with ovarian cancer, then her chances of surviving more than 5 years is 90%. So very, very different.
So how does the screening work? And has this been done before? Or
so this was a very large screening trial, and over 4,000 high-risk women took part in the screening trial. And what they did was a blood test every 4 months, so three times a year. And if there was an elevated Ca125, which is a blood protein, it detected in that blood test, then they were sent for a transvaginal scan. And what we picked up was 9 out of the 10 cancers, ovarian cancers, were picked up early, at an earlier stage. And the important thing, and the really vital thing about this study to note, is that none of those women, so they had early stage disease, they were detected with early stage disease, none of them thought they had symptoms.
Wow.
So on their own, they wouldn't have detected those cancers. They wouldn't have got themselves to a GP.
And then were they able to get treatment for this?
And then they were. And one thing that this study doesn't tell us is what the survival rates are as yet. It just hasn't, it hasn't gone on for long enough. What we do know is that it picked up an earlier stage disease, and that stage shift is really vital. You know, prevention is important. Early diagnosis is really important with cancer.
Of course. So now you've done this research and you know that screening people early is important and effective, what's next? Is this going to be able to happen on the NHS?
Well, we'll certainly be talking to the to health services and to Public Health England and to the screening committee. And it's very important to look at these research findings and really consider them in terms of high risk women. As I'd stress, this is not about the whole population. This is about those at high risk. But with a disease that's so hard to detect, that has such difficult outcomes, that's often detected at a late stage, you know, the 10 to 15% of ovarian cancer cases that are detected each year in high risk women, it's really important to make a difference for those women if we found something that potentially might be effective. So very, very important that it's considered. The costs, both in terms of human life, emotional costs, as well as the cost to the NHS of treating late stage cancer, are very, very high. And that's something we want to avoid. So, you know, prevention is much better than cure.
So even thinking about cost in the long term, it's going to be so much more beneficial because the expense of all the tests and treatment needed later on in the stages of ovarian cancer are so much more.
Absolutely it would.
Okay, brilliant. And then, so what about women that in their family there hasn't been a history?
Well, the important thing here is to be symptom aware and, you know, go to the Eva Peel website. We also have a nurse-led information service called Ask Eve. It's staffed by a specialist gynaecology nurse. It's free, confidential information. You just need to email or telephone. So the email address is nurse@evapeel.org.uk. If you're worried about anything, you can get advice there. There's lots of information about signs and symptoms. And as I say, just be ovarian aware. Just knowing really helps. Far too often women tell us that the first time they've even heard of one of the gynecological cancers is when they're sitting in a little white room being told by someone probably wearing a white coat that they've got one. And that can't be right. And that's something that needs to change, which is why Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month is so, so important.